few people have still made it here. So thank you everyone who has arrived, and we'll listen to the discourse now. Thank you.
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಓಂ ಯಶ್ಚಂದಸಾಂ ಋಷಭೋ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪಃ ಛಂದೋಭ್ಯೋದ್ಯಮೃತಾತ್ ಸಂಭವ ಸಮೇಂದ್ರೋ ಮೇಧಯಾ ಸ್ಪೃಣೋತು ಅಮೃತಸ್ಯ ದೇವಧಾರಣೋ ಭೂಯಾಸಂ ಶರೀರಂ ಮೇ ವಿಚರ್ಷಣಂ ಜಿಹ್ವಾ ಮೇ ಮಧುಮತ್ತಮ ಕರುಣಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಭೂರಿ ವಿಶ್ರುವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ ಕೋಶೋಸಿ ಮೇಧಯಾ ಪಿಹಿತಃ ಶ್ರುತಂ ಮೇ ಗೋಪಾಯ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಓಂ ವಾಂ ಮೇ ಮನಸಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಾ ಮನೋ ಮೇ ವಾಚಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ ಆವಿರಾವಿರ್ಮ ಏಧಿ ವೇದಸ್ಯ ಮಾರ್ಣೇ ಸ್ಥಃ ಶ್ರುತಂ ಮೇ ಮಾ ಪ್ರಹಾಸೀಹಿ ಅನೇನಾಧೀತೆನಾಹೋರಾತ್ರಾನ್ ಸಂದಧಾಮಿ ಋತಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತನ್ಮಾಮವತು ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಾರಮವತು ಅವತು ಮಾಂ ಅವತು ಭಕ್ತಾರಮವತು ಭಕ್ತಾರಂ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಓಂ ಭದ್ರನ್ನೋ ಅಪಿ ವಾತಯ ಮನಃ. ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಈಶ್ವರೋ ಗುರುರಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿಭೇದವಿಭಾಗಿನೇ ವ್ಯೋಮವದ್ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತದೇಹಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ನಿಧಯೇ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾನಾಂ ವೃಷಜೇ ಭವರೋಗಿಣಾಂ ಗುರವೇ ಸರ್ವಲೋಕಾನಾಂ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ shanti 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 harih om shri gurubhyo namaha harih om I welcome all of you and I offer my gratitude and love and respect to the Judge Ji and I wish you a very happy birthday, belated happy birthday. I heard that he has completed Shashtiabdha Purti. 60th birthday. There is a speciality in our calendars. Many people we are not aware about it. Because the time is being calculated as according to this solar and lunar path. Because a month is being divided into two according to the moons, new moon and full moon day. We say Shukla Paksha for 15 days and Krishna Paksha for 15 days. It becomes a month. The Puranatvam comes on Puranima day. Then again Puranatvam comes in Amavasya day. The month is being divided according to lunar path, lunar system. A year is being divided into two with the solar system. That's what we say Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. Our horoscope is being made or written according to this both. The sun and moon are very important role to play. When a baby is born, an astrologer looks at the sky. Now astrologer goes with the panchang, but astrologers, they look at the sky and the grahas are in different places. From the place where the baby was born, from that point of place, so one should look at the sky. If the baby is born here, if we imagine this is the east, I don't know direction because it's a completely closed hall. If it is the east, if the baby is born 6 o'clock in the morning, then where the suraj will be? It will be in the east. If it is born in the evening 6 o'clock, where the surya is going to be? The west. In our horoscope, it is kept, this east is the first house, lagna. And this west is the seventh house. Now, if a baby is born in the morning by 6 o'clock, then in which house Suraj will be? First. In first house. Go and check with your horoscope. If a baby is born in evening, then where Suraj is going to be? In which house? Seventh house. And if the baby is born in half of the day, 12 o'clock, then where the Surya will be? Fourth house. And night, 12 o'clock, if it is born, then it is again going to be 10th house. So, first, 4th, 7th, 10th. So in this way, we write an horoscope and we calculate, we used to calculate our rishis, not only Surya. What is there, you know, अरे सूरज को कहीं भी उनको रहने दो ना, इससे क्या फर्क पड़ता है? नहीं, बहुत कुछ पड़ता है. Not only Surya, all the planets. Mainly we calculate seven planets. Navagraha बोलते हैं ना, उसमें seven planets are visible. Two planets are not visible. We say they are Chayagraha. Chayagraha means the shadow. Shadow means shadow of all grahas. It's a unique way, nowhere in the world found. We are the first most. Now they developed like anything. You know, when a baby is born, this nakshatra and all this astronomy system, so it has got one kind of setup. Once in a 60 year, it get the same position, all planets, once in a 60 years. Now you see, our ancient rishis, they calculated when a baby is born, right now, after 60 years, the planets will get the same position how it is right now. Therefore what? The 60 year when a person crosses, he gets the rebirth like. It's a rebirth, and this rebirth is considered as a very auspicious and special. Therefore we celebrate it as a Shashti Abdhapurti. Abdha means year. Shashti Abdha. Shashti means 60th birthday. And we celebrate, and usually people get married, remarried again, Shashti Abdha Purti. And we have 80th birthday celebration, that is completely again lunar. If anybody sees 1,000 moons, he might have been crossed 80 years old. It is called Purna Jindagi, Purna Jeeva. Therefore, Shri Judge here today, yesterday he has gone 60th birthday. So I wish and bless, and I have prayer with my Ishta Devata. So you will get whatever that you want to get and more than whatever has to be get. This is my prayer. Om. As we saw yesterday, karma, we were discussing about karma. I'll give a quick recap. Karma means motion. Any action can be called karma. The rules number one, a karma has got a fruit. Every karma has got its own fruit. Without fruit, there is no karma. I give example, clap. When you clap, the sound is a fruit. And immediately I said one more thing. So there are two kinds of fruit. One can be seen, one cannot be seen. The seen fruit is called drishtam. Unseen fruit is called adrishtam. And I gave an example of killing mosquito. When I, you know, beat mosquito, mosquito death is seen fruit. At the same time, in our jindagi, in our life, I get one more account. That account will fructify a kind of painful experience, which is called papam. Papa. Then if I save anybody's life, then it will fructify as punya. Punya means that account, it will fructify as happiest moment in my life. This is the karma theory. So I'm always performing the karma. Every karma has got seen fruit, unseen fruit, but the life is constructed by these unseen fruits. Because we have been doing so many karmas, therefore it is constructed with lots of karma phalas. Right now, if I am happy now, so that means I have done good karma. If I am sad, so it means that something I have done wrongly. This is what we saw yesterday. And we saw more. A karma and fruit cannot be separated. Once you have done clapping, and after that you cannot go back and you cannot undo this. In computer we have the system, undo, there is an option. But here there is no option in order to undo this. Once you get it done, so you don't have any option. Now what I mean, so that person who performs the action, he has to enjoy the fruit. And that's good. If I do good things, definitely I will enjoy that fruit. And that fruit cannot be switched over. You cannot borrow this fruit from outside. Or you cannot transfer your fruit to others. For the time being, we will take in that way. So I have to enjoy whatever the fruit I earned in the past. This is what we saw yesterday. You may think that this Shastra, is the Shastra is threatening me by saying that karma phala. Because many people, when I say, your karma phala, you alone should enjoy. Nobody will come. Even your parents, spouse, and sibilants, and your friends, nobody can share your fruit. That you alone should enjoy, and you will be brought. If anybody wants to get, anybody has to get a hit in the Thane, in particular gali, if he is in America the previous day, he will be brought here to get the hit. That's the secret of karma. Now you may get a fear, to kya kya karma kar rakha hu pata nahi hai karke. And at the same time you can be also happy. Means, what and all that good I have done, that will come definitely to me. If anybody is going to temple regularly, definitely they will get the fruit. That's the karma system. Now we will go further now. So we have been doing karma from birth itself. I have told the karma, and without karma I am not there. You see that? You imagine yourself without karma. You cannot imagine. Your existence is endowed with karma. I would like to follow few Bhagavad Gita verses. Do anybody have this? Everybody has this? Yeah, okay. You can go to third chapter, because it will be very helpful to you. Third chapter, fifth verse, verse number 5. Actually, in traditional way, teacher has to read the shloka and student has to chant again. Do we do the same or only me? Are you ready to chant? Okay. I'll do two times. You can hold. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi. Jato tishthatya karma krata. Jato tishthatya karma krata. Karyate hyavashah karma. Karyate hyavashah karma. Sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. Now both of us do together. Yeah, but we have to add this Bhagavan Vacha, because it is there, you know, in previous words. We'll do together. Stop. Nahi kaschet kshanam api jato tishthatya karma krata karyate hyavashah karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. That's all. Thank you. Kashchit means whoever, anybody. Jathu na tishthati akarma krita. The secret is, as I told you, know, you cannot separate karma from you. Nobody can remain without karma for even a single second, for even 1 second. Therefore, I said in different way, karma cannot be separated. It's a big thing, because many people, they try to be endowed with inaction. Main kuch nahi karunga. I say baithe rehna, because our human mind is always fond of to be there without doing anything. Why we love the Sundays? Because there is no duties are fixed. No need to go to office. Then what? I can sleep. I can sleep means I need not to do anything. But we do more than that. In Sundays we will do more than what we do in weekdays. Therefore this weekend psychology, in weekends I don't have any duty. Therefore what? I am expecting some kind of relief. So I can be there. I say, dead body ki taraf. Nobody can ask. If anybody asks, today is Sunday. You can ask, you can go and ask people, why you were not sin? I didn't see you in Bhagavad Gita class. Today is Sunday. Nobody can ask. That's my free will. So we are fond of to remain or to be remained without karma. Our mind, unknowingly, we wish to be without karma. We want to be get away from karma. That from birth to death, there is a psychology. Therefore, these people, you know, that Sigmund Freud, he says one thing. We are afraid of death. Why? Because death gets in action. If anybody dies, there is we don't see any action. That makes me a kind of, it gives me a fear. Koi agar mar gaya, to why we get afraid of the body? Because it is not reacting. You are ready to fight, who reacts? If anybody is not reacting, you keep on fighting, you keep on, abusing him. If he is not reacting, you will get more tempt, you will get more tension. Then, after a particular stage, you get afraid of him. Why he is remaining not doing anything? Your mind is, it will become speechless. And your mind doesn't know what has to be done with the person who is not reacting. Because mind becomes off. But Sigmund Freud says, you have 3 level of mind. Even Vedanta says, there are so many level of minds. He considers there are three level of minds. He says that, conscious mind, then subconscious or preconscious, we can say, then unconscious mind. These 3 minds, he says that, this conscious mind we use while in the waking state. And whatever that experience in waking state, So I'm dealing with consciousness, you know, with conscious mind. And slowly this experience which I get in conscious mind, slowly it is registered in pre-conscious or subconscious mind. A telephone number or the friend's name and our password, everything is registered in subconscious mind. Sometimes we get a problem, you know, to bring it out. Password is forgotten. Therefore, there is an option. Have you forgotten password? Then there is one more, you know, a keyword. Your first vehicle name, or your dog name, or your pet name. Something, again we will get. But this unconsciousness is a little bit danger even. This unconsciousness, now in a day, you meet 100 people, and these 100 people, you transact with them. You do the transaction. Transaction means you share, and maybe it is business, or regarding a function, anything that you transact even with dead material. Transaction with the dead material. You know, if I put like this, it's a kind of transaction. If I put like this, it's a kind of transaction. It makes lots of difference. So it is considered in, this is what karma is, that attitude makes lots of difference, that we are going to see. First, so we do transaction with 100 people, but not all transactions are registered in preconscious mind. So, because there is a priority, who goes in depth? All friends, everybody won't go inside. Few of them, they come closer to us. Therefore, that preconscious mind registers at least 25 or 30 people. And this preconscious mind, because you are often meeting people, a particular people, and their samskara, not people, the samskara. Samskara means what we say, you know, that only that experience of registration. The incident won't stay in unconscious mind. In unconscious mind, you get only registered with your experience, that's all. For example, one of my friends, it happens to meet blood, he goes unconscious. Then we went to psychology, in psychiatrics, and he found that in young age, when he was, 7 or 8 year old, his sister, she fell down from that first floor, and there was lots of blood, and she was taken to hospital and saved. That incident was forgotten, but the reaction by seeing that incident, he frightened, he fell down. Then that attitude, that reaction is keep on coming, but he forgot the incident. Why he gets, you know, afraid of blood? Then doctor said, he took him to that level and he brought that, she is saved, now she is okay. Then now he is okay. When the doctor made him understand what went, you know, wrong with him, then he got okay. This is what unconscious. This unconscious is playing main role in our life. Anybody is getting, you know, people say, you know, he has a short temper. Means something there in unconscious mind. It desires one's nature. Many people, you know, they don't react at all. Whatever you share, even if you show the love, they don't react. Even unconsciousness. This is what the theory of Sigmund Freud. But our theory is that more than mind, there is one more thing called ahankara. They also say that ego, but it is not complete. In that unconscious mind, only samskara is there. He says samskara, in the unconscious mind, there is an experience, samskara, of death. Every experience is registered in the unconscious mind. Sleep is an experience. Everybody loves to have a sleep. Nobody is there who doesn't like sleep. And deep sleep. Everybody loves to have deep sleep. And people, the people who loves to sleep in Bhagavad Gita class, because they love, something is going good, I feel very secure, then I can get a sleep. When you feel so secure, then you will get good sleep. Sleep is an experience. Therefore what? Always our mind loves to sleep. In the same way, the sleep experience is registered in unconscious mind, and this death experience also is registered in unconscious mind. Death experience, how it would be? Death experience means, according to our unconscious mind, like sleep, you know, it makes us to get away from all these problems. I feel myself very free level. Therefore, death, this is a temporary solution. It's a temporary. But death is nirantar. It gives more peace. Therefore, what? Our unconscious mind, it loves to have, to achieve the death. We love death. You cannot accept. We love to die. Everybody wants to die. Therefore, what? When you see a dead body, and when you look at, now you see, you are going to a hospital for your treatment, it happens to go through the mortuary. And when you look at the mortuary, you get afraid. You want to go cross quickly. You don't want to stop. I'll ask you, what will happen? Go inside and look at all the bodies and say hello to body. Hello, how are you? How do you feel now? Are you okay? You need not to pay any loans, because bank cannot blame you. They will cry themselves. I think you are in good state. You talk to them. You won't talk because they don't react. And we don't know how to interact with the people who doesn't react. Yeah. We love to die, but in conscious mind, we don't want to lose our conscious. Therefore what? We hold so many things in conscious level. Because when we were born, so we had a kind of apprehensive, what we can say, that fear. Agar mai khud ko kho na jao. Isliye, when baby is taken away from the mother, it cries. When you keep back, it becomes calm and down. Because it feels that I have been separated from somewhere, from garbha. I feel insecure. Therefore what? I want to be secure. And when I found mother cannot give that security completely, I go to father. And father, even father cannot give more secure. Then I go to the society. And society is not giving more security. Then what? I don't know what has to be done. I go to the temple. And temple Swami is not reacting at all. Again I'm getting the same problem. So I'm getting the same problem means I talk to Bhagwan, but Bhagwan is remaining with inaction. He doesn't reply. If I go to Bhagwan and say that hello, how are you? And he will say, that's all. And people say that Bhagavad Gita said by Bhagwan. Jo Bhagwan abhi dekhte hain, wo to bolta hi nahi hai. Then again we get confused. Therefore what? We get afraid whether I lose myself or not. Therefore what? We own lots of relatives, friend circles. Therefore, you know, Facebooks are very famous. You can have lots of friend circles. because you hold them, mujhe chhod jana, because I don't want to lose myself. This is misunderstanding about himself. So, in conscious mind, we don't want to lose our existence. In unconscious mind, we want to die. This is a controversy that every man or woman they have. Therefore, what? Controversy. So, when I see the death, this unconscious mind goes immediately there. I want that. And subconscious, this conscious mind, it wants to get away from that. This is the complications. In the same way, this loving death is called adopting inaction. This karma means it brings either punya or papa. Therefore what? There is chanchalata. Where there is karma, there is chanchala means a kind of motion. Like, you know, you go to deep ocean, there is peace. No creature can live there. In wind depth ocean. If you come, you know, upside the ocean, there is lahrein, layers. What we can say, this is mind level. Where there is karma, chanchalata. But here secret is, you cannot separate yourself any time you are endowed with karma. This is a secret. And you are endowed with karma not as a owner. You are a slave of your own karma. You are made to do. There is a force. If I ask you, remain doing nothing. I say, baith jana, kuch mat karo. If I say you, can you follow that? Or go and sit somewhere in Thane. Go and sit a shop for at least 10 hours. If anybody asks you, and you can just say, I am practicing Bhagavad Gita, don't disturb me. And what, when the shop is being closed, what, he will come to you and he will ask you, excuse me, I'm going to close your shop, my shop. Then you cannot say that I am following Bhagavad Gita. Then what, you will be kept outside the shop. And when you are there, the policemen come, they come and they will take, they will transfer you somewhere else. And you will be keep on, if you are not ready to work, old people will be working. Therefore what? Any dead body is found, that dead body is not working, all other people are working now. Dead body hai, phone karo, usko nikalo, kahin pe dalo, bithao. Like, when you would like to be in action, with inaction, so people, all other people, that's what called force. Force. That force makes you to work. That force is called prakriti. In second line it is said, avashav partha means, so that is your out of your control. There is a force, prakriti means maya, we say, for the time being. Everybody is made to push to, push in the karma. Therefore what? Whether you like or not, you are endowed with karma. It cannot be separated from karma. And when you do the karma, again you will get punya papa. And you cannot remain without karma. Therefore what? Same Gita says, be careful. This is what current situation is. This karma is divided into three ways. We say that we might have heard these words. Prarabdha. What is this prarabdha? And there is one more thing, sanchita. One more word is there, agami. Let me explain. Prarabdha, sanchita, agami. Sanchita means the karma phalas which is being accumulated for many janmas from the beginning time when we were born first time, from that point of time up to this last birth or up to this birth, what and all that we accumulated, it is there waiting to fructify all karma phalas. That whole bundle of karma phalas, not karmas, karma phalas are called sanchitam. And it is equal to that I give always example. Last month I earn 10,000 rupees. You imagine in that way. So I earn 10,000 rupees. It was earning of last month. Last month income is 10,000 rupees. Now today, you imagine if today is the day 1, March 1st or April 1st, you imagine. So this 10,000 rupees, I put it in the bank. Now, I'm going to take 1,000 rupees for this month expenditure, or today's expenditure. I got 1,000 rupees, and this 1,000 rupees, in this 1,000 rupees, I'm going to take care of my physical system and everything, my family, and I'm going to do business with this 1,000 rupees. Then, after all expenditures, I earn one more 1,100 in the evening. So I found myself with 1,100 rupees. Now I have in my hand 1,100 rupees. If I put it again in the bank, so how much there would be? 10,100 rupees. This is an example. Don't go too much logic. Don't get into logic. Just please try to understand. Now you see this 10,000 rupees equal to Sanchita. Sanchita means up to last birth, up to this birth, before this birth. What and all that I earn, it is equal to 10,000 rupees. Then I take 1,000 rupees out of that 10,000 rupees. 9,000 rupees are remaining. Because I cannot do all itna kharcha nahi kar sakta, wo jarurat bhi nahi hai, isliye 1000 rupaye usse se le liya. This prarabdha, that is called prarabdham. So this birth is equal to that 1000 rupee. So I am born with certain karma phalas, small amount of karma phala. So with this karma phala, I am going to live hundreds here. It is already fixed. Yesterday also few people asked question, that answer is coming now. Be careful. This 1,000 rupee equal to our birth. And within this 1,000 rupee, I am going to live whole of my life. And the people, parents, you see, these 1,000 rupees, they give my parents, my place, my siblings, my friends, even my enemies, my experiences, everything is out of this 1,000 rupee, which is called prarabdha. Why it is called Sanchita means it's a bhandar. Sanchitam, accumulated. That is the meaning. Sanchitam, samyak, inchitam, accumulated. Prarabdha means which has been started. Arabdha means that which is started. Prarabdham means prakeva, before your knowledge it is being started. Prarabdha. Therefore what? Tomorrow what is going to come, it is already fixed. That is the thing. And people will say that already sab kuch fix ho gaya. So karne ke liye kya hai? Kuch bhi karne se. Need not to do anything. Or try to be. The secret is being unfolded. Try to be with inaction. आप कुछ मत करो यार, जरूरत ही नहीं है, पूरा आप कर चुके हो, प्रारब्ध ही है, कर चुके हो, आपके प्रारब्ध में अभी जो ये जो ऊपर का इसको सीलिंग है वो पड़ जाएगा, नीचे गिर जाएगा, ये प्रारब्ध है, बैठो ना फिर। हाँ ठीक है, मैं बैठूंगा। Can you be there like that? Nobody can, but they ask the question. Our mind asks the question. Pura nishchay ho gaya. So, karne ke liye kya baki hai? Karne ke liye jarurat kya hai? We need not to do anything. Jarurat hi nahi hai. If you have that acceptance, haan, jo bhi maine karke rakha hai, wo aayega. Abhi hum naya nahi karenge. I'm not going to do anything new. Sirf bhogne ke liye tayar ho gaya. That is impossible. You cannot be there. If anybody is there like that, he becomes Ramana. Ramana Maharshi. He did the same. Sab kuch ho gaya. He went to the cave and he sat, that's all. He won't do anything. I'm not going to be endowed with karma. Khatam. Pura khatam ho gaya. Aise baith gaya. तो अगर मैं मेरे को चीफ मिनिस्टर बनना है तो मेरा कर्म फल करेगा, कोई आएगा मुझे लेके जाएगा. बट वी कैन नॉट डू दैट. दैट इज अवर साइकोलॉजी, अवर साइकोलॉजिकल सिस्टम. यू कैन नॉट बी विदाउट एनी एक्शन बिकॉज योर प्रारब्ध वोंट अलाउ यू टू रिमेन विदाउट डूइंग एनीथिंग. So that is in the form of your mind and thoughts. It will force from inside to do something, or it will force from outside. So you decided, Swamiji, मैं बैठ जाता हूँ. ठीक है, मैं डिसाइड कर लिया, जो भी प्रारब्ध आएगा करके घर में जाके बैठ गया. Then your wife will come. What happened to you? You should go for a job. Then people, you know, you can manage your wife. You can manage your parents, you can manage your siblings, brothers and sisters, but you cannot manage your manager because he is a manager. So he won't allow you to be manager. He will manage you. Otherwise, he will kick you out. Then you will be lacking of money. Like these are called force from inside or outside. You cannot sit yourself calm and quiet because your mind won't allow, your thinking won't allow. At the same time, if at all you are getting victory over your own mind and sense body complex, but people won't allow you to sit. Therefore what? You are always pushed into karma. Voluntarily or involuntarily. That's what told in the second line. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi. जातस्तत्य कर्मकृत कार्यते ह्यवशः कर्म सर्व प्रकृति जयर्गुणैः. एंड ही सेज वन मोर थिंग, देर आर गुणास, यू आर पुश्ड इनटू द गुणास. दैट वी विल सी लेटर ऑन. वी कैन गो फर्दर. नाउ वी कैन गो टू दिस नेक्स्ट वर्ड्स. आई हैव सेलेक्टेड फ्यू वर्ड्स. We can go to 8th verse. We will read 8th verse. In between there are verses. We need not to follow that. Because I have in my mind, I have to complete this karma theory in 2 sessions, today and tomorrow. But you know that it will be very helpful after few days. You please repeat and go to the words and you think about what and all I said. Therefore I am referring that I am going with the shlokas. And you have to digest what I say. That assimilation. Assimilation means you should get complete understanding. Because while listening you may not get complete understanding. Yeah. We will read now 8th words. नियतं कुरु कर्म त्वं, नियतं कुरु कर्म त्वं. And while chanting these Sanskrit verses, you should boost yourself up. Okay? The Sanskrit padam. Padam means the every word has got its own glory. Even you know, we are going to establish our own website. In that website, my wish to teach Sanskrit, because I cannot be here for a long time. I wish to teach Sanskrit according to Panini Sutra method, because I used to teach for the foreigners. Even they could understand. Some of them, they became very big Sanskrit scholars. When I was in Rishikesh, I used to teach the Sanskrit to the people from Cambridge University and even Oxford University. And they wonder the structure, that infrastructures which is given by Panini. Being an Indian, we have to read it. Don't miss it. And Sanskrit is not a language. Sanskrit, the word itself means, krit means that which is being done. Sanskrit means that which is being done in proper way. There is no doubt in that. You cannot blame at anywhere. The language is come completely, it's well established. So I will give an example later on. So why it is said, even you can switch over your karma phala by using Sanskrit. As I told you, karma phala can be switched over, but you can switch over. Because the how many past that we have, any language, it contains present tense and what else? Past tense, then future tense. But Sanskrit contains present tense. There are three kinds of past tense and two kinds of future tense. What is that? It's very clear. And one more thing, there are two kinds of verbs. Verb. If you use one verb, that phalam will come to you. Shortly I will make you to understand. When anybody does Sandhya Vandan, that I am going to say, Sandhya Vandan, you might have, Mamopatha, Samastha, there is a sankalpa for that. In the final, end of the sankalpa, they use Karishye. You might have been heard, Karishye. Karishye means it's a particular varieties of verb. It is called Atmanepadam. Atmanepadam means, so one can use for self purpose. When you do Karishye, that Karishye means I am going to do. That's the meaning. I am going to do something, that phalam should come to me. This is what Atmanepadam. If I say Karishyami, that is Parasmaipadam. I am going to do something, the phalam is not for me. I am doing for others. If some Panditji is doing havan, he should use the word Karishyami, because he is doing for our sake. Paraspayam padam. This is a, there is no any other language having this speciality. Therefore, I would like to teach Sanskrit. Now, I have not yet recorded. Now, we are constructing the website. Soon, within a month, you can see, you can visit. And I'm going to teach class by class, every classes. So, for 1 hour. What? So, 1 hour. Every 1 hour, we are going to have a class, like, you can also read it. Now, I'm coming back again. When you chant Sanskrit, chant it, because every word will give punya. It's not a normal word. It's a punya. So there are meanings, but while chanting itself, when you chant, because we are pushing air from the stomach or from the lungs. So any language, it gets formation from here to here. This place is called guttural. Not in all the places. Letters, they produce, generated, not in whole mouth. There are only 7 places. Every letter has got its own place. When you say a, say a, ka, ka, ga, nga, ga. See, every letter is generated here. You say ta, tha, da, doctor, doctor. Now, that is not produced here, generated here. It is generated here. Where the tongue should go up, and it is called cerebral. So every letter has got its own place. So like 7 places, and every letter has got its own fruit. The Sanskrit is a unique and special language, I tell you. Therefore, when you chant Sanskrit, you should boost yourself up. If your mind is sleeping, wake that mind up and chant with confidence, because it will fructify punya, only punya. And you cannot find any abusing language in Sanskrit. There is no word to abuse. Therefore, Sanskrit is, therefore it is called Daivatam, Devata Dattam. So, given by Ishvara itself. So, we have to be proud while chanting. Because when anybody speaks English, you can see that So confident, how they get confident while talking in English? But Sanskrit should be given that confident. Please read in that way.
Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jyayo hya karmanaha karma jyayo hya karmanaha sharira yatra pichate sharira yatra pichate na prasiddheda karmanaha na prasiddheda karmanaha.
Now both together.
Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jyayo hya karmanaha sharira yatra pichate na prasiddheda karmanaha.
Beautiful. Can we do one more time? Together.
Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jyayo hya karmanaha sharira yatra chate na prasiddheda karmanaha.
Good. Therefore what? As it is told in previous words, you cannot be endowed with inaction. Therefore what? Better to do action. And while doing something, you cannot do so many things. You cannot do whatever that you want to do. Therefore he says, therefore you do what has to be done. And as we saw, you know, yesterday, there are so many things. Now you see, I'm hopeless, helpless. Bahut sare paap bhi hai, punya bhi hai, waiting in order to fructify that fruit. मुझे तो और भी पुण्य पाप नहीं चाहिए और पाप मुझे नहीं करना है. जो भी पाप करके रखा है उसको क्या करेंगे? इज देयर एनी वे टू एस्केप फ्रॉम दैट? इज देयर वी आर नॉट रेडी टू एस्केप, बट इज देयर एनी वे टू रीअरेंज दोज कर्मास विद विच हैव प्रैक्टिफाइड पापा? जो भी पाप हमारे से हुआ है उसको थोड़ा ठीक करने के लिए कुछ रास्ता है क्या? Or ainda, in future, is there any way to avoid punya? Can it possible? Yes, it is possible. Therefore he says, so better to do. Don't remain with inaction. You decide. To abhi main usko nahi chahunga. This rest is a nonsense. The Sunday psychology, we have to drop first of all. The Sunday psychology makes nonsense. Where you want to go to be rest, you make lots of nonsense. Even it is said, in Sundays, there are more accidents. Because everybody wants to be rest. So that rest, everybody wants to be on the road. They go here and there, they want to celebrate that. Therefore what? You have to work. You have to do, but be careful what has to be done. That has to be done means what? To be done means what? To be done means, now right now you have opportunity to work. You have legs and limbs, you have hands, legs and five sensory organs, five karmendriyani, five jnanendriyani. Now you are ready and you are capable of working. We cannot travel to the past because there cannot be done undo. Therefore what? Right now I can do something. That doing means that karma which I perform should rearrange past karma. Hamare jo past karma hai usko rearrange kar sakna, matlab, it has to be, it has to have the capacity in order to rearrange my past karma. At the same time, it should have the capacity in order to increase future karma, means punya. And it should have the capacity in order to avoid even papa. Now we are ready to work. That work should rearrange past papani, and it should avoid future papani. Not only that, it should give only punya, and not only that, it should take, not only in this life, after this life also, I should not get adholokani. Is there in that kind of duties? Yes, of course, that is alone, here it is said, to be done. This to be done means that doing something for rearranging past papas and to avoid future papas and to get more elevated after even my death. So, aaj jo bhi karenge hum, ye sab sare conditions usme puri honi chahiye. That is what called niyatam karma. Niyatam kuru karmatvam. Is there, you know? Niyatam kuru. Kuru means, Shastra never requests, you know, requests you. Please, my dear Karuna. Because, you know, all children are requested now. Please, ye Karuna. And it will say, no, I cannot do anything. And nowadays I heard, you know, children, they don't like to have vegetables. Mujhe baingan pasand nahi hai. Mujhe carrot pasand nahi hai. Beta, carrot acha hai. It gives proper eyesight. I know, but I don't like. Why? That's all. But we were not like that. We were not brought up. Agar my father comes, everything, you know, shivers. And when he says, stand up, before that I stood up. But nowadays when father comes, he looks at, Pap, sit here. Generation has been changed. But Shastra, because it has got too much compassion, therefore it says, do. It won't say, please, no. Do what I say. Therefore, do's and don'ts, we call it. In the same way, this law system also, it won't request. Do. There are do's and don'ts. The judicial system, it won't request. You should not do, you have to do. If something you have done, which should not be done, you are punished. In the same way here also, the Shastra says, when you are doing something wrong, you will get papa. That's a kind of punishment. And that you cannot escape from that. Even people escape from this for the time being, from the judicial system. But this Ishwara's system, it won't allow. Therefore what? You have to be very careful with this system. This is what called Ishwara's system. Niyatam karma. Kuru. Kuru means you have to do. There is no option. You have to do. Do. Kuru. What? Karma. You have to do actions. Karma means actions. And what kind of karma means niyatam? Niyatam means which is unfolded, which is established by Vedas. That Vedoktam karma, it is said, the karmas which is unfolded from Vedas. Are Veda, Ved ke liye kya pata hai? What it knows about me? I have so many needs, necessaries. I need to have a car. I am going to work for that. But Veda, when it was found, there was no car. Can Veda help me? Yes, of course Veda will help you. Definitely it will help you. And when you perform karma according to this Veda, you can get these three options done, condition done. Your purani jo papa jo hai, usko vanish kiya sakte hain, kara sakte hain. Then future also, you can avoid papani. And after even next birth, you can select the next birth how it can be. In one day, from morning to evening, from waking to sleep, you can do all kinds of job. At every day you are going to work for these three conditions. Therefore what? You have to have the attitude, yes, I am ready, my karunga. To get that attitude, Shastra says, Kuru karma, that is also niyatam karma, tvam. And don't make others to do. You do yourself. You do yourself. Kyunki paisa dene se koi aur karega. But you have to do tvam. Tvam karma kuru, niyatam karma kuru, because karma jayaha hi akarmanaha. So performing karma is better than being endowed with inaction. Because inaction means that is impossible. You cannot remain without action. When you take yourself, when you imagine yourself to be with endowed with inaction, and you will get hell. Definitely. There are certain duties fixed by what? Vedas. Now you see, so what kind of duties are there? What is niyatam karma? Niyatam means that which is being fixed. So this niyatam karma must be understood well. So what this Veda says? It says, so we fixed to every person, every individual, what to be done. So today, watch, tomorrow morning, because Gita says, tomorrow morning what should be done? And Gita will say, yes, I know. When you get up in the morning, have a prayer. Then what? Have Sandhya Vandan. Then what? Have some kind of tarpan. Then what? Do namaskar to the parents. Mujhe samjha nahi hai. Okay. Then it gives different names. There are five varieties of karma. Every day that you have to get it done. It is said as a nitya karma. Then naimattika karma. Then what? Prayaschitta karma. Then kamya karma. The final one is nishiddha karma. I repeat again, because you are going to repeat afterwards. Nitya, naimittika, prayaschitta, kamya, nishiddha. Nitya karma, naimittika karma, prayaschitta karma, kamya karma, and nishiddha karma. You see, the karma can be divided in these five categories. It's very important. One should know that whether what the karma I perform now, whether it is nitya or naimittika, prayaschitta, kamya, what? Now, can you repeat? So I will explain what and all that. Can you repeat? First, what is the first one?
Nitya.
Second one?
Nitya.
Third one? Fourth? Fifth? My God! Have you know already this? Okay. What is Nitya Karma? Nitya Karma means, in the name itself it is said, Nitya means the regularly what is to be done in every day. Nitya Karma. Nitya Karma means not, you know, having breakfast and lunch, dinner, in between something. And I don't like, you know, this is my opinion. In theatres are somewhere, this popcorn, not this much, it's looking like a bucket. And I wonder, do they have space for this whole popcorn, but they eat popcorn? Eating is not nitya karma. It also considers as a nitya karma. Nitya karma means that which is established. according to your birth. If you are Brahmana, if you are born as a Kshatriya, if you are born as a Vaishya, even if you are born as a Shudra. And this division is not to, you know, demote or, you know, to make superiority and inferiority complex. One should understand, four of them are equal. In fourth chapter, he is going to explain that Chatur Varanyam Maya Srashtam Gunakarma Vibhagashaha. He says, not by birth. He is very clear, Krishna is very clear that, so I am dividing these four categories of people. He didn't use that jati. He used varnas. I divide into four categories for what? In order to get confirmed what kind of job I can select. But people make it wrong sense. They misunderstood. A Brahmana cannot be Brahmana by birth itself. Therefore, Brahmana should undergo Upanayana ceremony. It is called Dvijaha. Dvijaha means who is born again, second time. By birth, Brahmana is not Brahmana. By birth, Kshatriya is not Kshatriya. By birth, Vaishya is not Vaishya. We have an example. By birth, Ravana was a Brahmana. By birth, Ravana was a Brahmana. But he became Rakshasa. By birth, Vibhishana was Rakshasa. But he converted as a Brahmana. Therefore, Guna, Karma, Vibhagayoho. By actions and nature, I divide people into four categories. Krishna is very clear. For what? Why should we divide into four? Because in order to select what is the proper karma for me, I am doing something, that something should help my life. That something should not collapse my life. Now dancing, take a classical dance. You are doing something, some gesture, making some gesture. It communicates. At the same time, it rearranges a physical and psychological system. Rarely these dancers go to depression. Very rare. Do something, that something should help to improve your health system. This pop rock will collapse your nerve system. That is called wrongdoing. Therefore, you have to do something. But before doing that, you have to select that according to your nature. That nature is called guna and karma. So nature, while doing something. Therefore, these four varnas are created in order to do something for an individual, to get rid of confusion, not to make more confusion. And we are not here to blame anybody. But in order to understand something which is established by our ancient rishis. I tell you, this is not a religion. We call it a religion. That's okay, because other people, they call religion. Okay, so-called religion should help the people in order to get away from the confusion, not to make more confusion. No religion should say that you have to obey to me. If you obey to me, your jindagi will be elevated. That's in your hand. Therefore, we don't force, we don't convert. We don't force to convert. We are very clear about it. But now we have the duty to protect our system because it is collapsed by other system. The people who misunderstood religious wrongly. So they are demolishing. Therefore what? We have to re-establish, we have to protect. That's what is being done by Swamiji's and all. Therefore we come in front of the public in order to teach what the message by our religion, so-called our religion, but we don't say religion, it's a sanatana dharma. Dharma means an action which only gives punya. Therefore what? We teach the actions which only you get, it is achieved only punya. Therefore the Gita says, you have to do, my dear, there is no option. You cannot remain without any action. But while doing itself, you know, you have to do to vanish your past karmas. Karma means papas, and to avoid papas in future, and what? To gain more levels in your life. This is the first level. The same Gita will also says that a reality of the achievements, even punya has got the limitations. Punya will give the world, objects of the world. If you need to have a car, this is put as a kamya karma. You desire for something, it is a kamya karma. Like, you know, every karma is being fixed. The nitya karma means the karma which are to be done every day in regular basis. Then, what is nitya karma to me? Then again, so we have to go to fourth chapter, to that verse. So I'm not going there, but I have told already, Chatur Varanaya Maya Srishtam. In India, there are only four varanas. Jatis are different. Four varanas means, don't go by birth. First four, one, Brahmana means, it is said, one who has the capacity or attitude to give everything to others. You know, in children, there are children, you can found, if you give something, they will divide to others. They will divide. They don't keep for themselves even. Because by giving, they feel happiness. Giving itself a happiness. That is called Brahmana. Brahmana attitude. And one more boy, when you give something, he protects. He protects and he looks others. He also protects others also. Nobody can cheat others. He protects himself and he protects others. In order to protect, he may give sacrifice his own life even. That's a Kshatriya Buddhi. Therefore what? Give Dharma, give kingdom to him. He will protect the nation. He will protect the rules and regulations. He will protect the Dharma. Therefore what? In temples, we have one stage called Dharmakarta. Dharmakarta means who is Dharmadipati, who is the person who is protecting the system of temple. And third person, if you give, he will multiply. Anything, if you give 10 rupees, in 10 days you can see 100 rupees in his hand. Anything, you give some seed, he will fructify. He will multiply that. That is Vaishya Buddhi. And Shudra means, he is not ready to think anything. He is ready to work. Ready to work like a military army. He is a very forceful person. Shudra means he is a very forceful, physically and mentally. And wherever we direct, these all Shiva Ganas, Bhuta Ganas, or it's equal to this community. These four varieties. Because we cannot calculate, therefore we depend on birth. Jo Brahmana ke liye jo paida hota hai, so more or less he will be having Brahmana nature. Therefore what? You give Brahmana duty. Therefore the society was divided into four by the nature. So Brahmana ka jo paida hota hai, wo Brahmana hi ho sakta hai. There are some exception. Brahmana Asura jaise hona, Brahmana Kshatriya jaise hona. So Vaishya community, who is born in Vaishya community, he may become Prime Minister. I think so, isn't it?
Yes.
It is, of course, there are Raja Rishis who is born as a Brahmana, but he becomes like king. As a like Kshatriya. And he who has become Brahmana, Vishwamitra. These are all exceptions, but fundamental role is in order to do something good for society. Now you see, every varna has been divided in four ashramas. Ashrama means what? Four ashramas. Brahmacharya, it is called ashrama. Brahmacharya ashrama, Grihastha ashrama, Vanaprastha ashrama, Sannyasa ashrama. Brahmacharya ashrama means it's the first 25 years. The duty of Brahmana, first in Brahmacharya ashrama, he should study Vedas clearly. But for Kshatriyas, he should study archery and fighting methodology and rules and regulations of the nation. Vaishya should study about this five elemental world, about the object and business, that which is related to business. Shudra should study how can serve. First 25 years. Then second 25 years. So Brahmana, what and all he has studied, he should do implementation. He should do Vedikam karma. He should teach others. At the same time, he should do that Vedikam karya. Means he should do havan, yajna, vakaira for dusvankaliye. But Kshatriya, he should rule the nation. He should rule the power. He should maintain the dignity of the nation. And he should get married. Vaishya means they should get married and they should develop that economy of the nation. Then again, Shudra means he should be ready to assist in all of these things. Because Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they are depending on the Shudras. Shudras are not niche wale nahi hai. Shudras are more capable people, physically or mentally. And Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means from 50 to 75. Slowly. The 25 years, you know, it is set as though we are going to live for 100 years. But nobody lives 100 years. So 80 years mein sab kuch ho jata hai, pura. And 80, 85 years mein. So Vanaprastha means it is said there is a period of time. You please get rid of your family. Because you need not to depend more. But that system has been lost in between. Therefore what? Now old age home has been raised. That positive volunteer retirement it was. Now it is negative, forceful retirement. When something is taken positively, already it is achieved, accepted, it gives positive results. If somebody is forcing you, aap na like you is society mein, isliye aapko old age mein home dal diya. That's not Vanaprastha. That is force prastha. Yeah. That makes hell. That cannot give. That is the horrible thing to do. We have to respect our elders. This is our system. That's nonsense to do. I hate the society. Which goes, in which sends their parents to the old age home. Not having that awareness, we will also become old. Old is gold. And that's the experience. That's the experience. We have to respect that. Now you see, it's very clear. If you are a Brahmana, what is your age? If you are 20, then you have to study. What? Vaidikam karma. You have to study scriptures. If you are about 25, get married and do the same. The society, it was very clear society. The duty was fixed to every individual by birth, by gunas. Now the by birth, it has been collapsed. Therefore what? By guna, by nature. Because when you do wrong, wrongly selected karma can demolish yourself. Therefore it is said, you know that, Swadharmo, you see, Swadharmo Paradharmo Bhayavahaha is going to say that. Therefore, Swadharma means you should select a right for you. Now you see, which by guna are you Brahmana, by guna are you Kshatriya, you can decide yourself. And that gunas also is being fixed by Bhagavad Gita. So that will take long time because we have three gunas. Three gunas means how we define Brahmana as Brahmana. They go for three gunas. Three guna means sattva, rajas, tamas. We are aware about sattva and rajas, tamas. But what is this sattva? What is this rajas? What is this tamas? Sattva guna means having clarity, always maintaining peaceful mind. When you give something, you see that action, every action, it goes according to the guna. If you are giving something, if you are helping something, when you give money to a charitable trust or to help a garib log, not expecting anything, you thought of giving, while giving itself you are getting happiness. That is called sattvika, sattva guna. When you give something and you want to get popularity about it by that, and you want to get your name written in that temple stone, it is rajasikam, rajas guna. And tamas, you are giving something and you are expecting to get back something. That is what tamas. And one more thing we can say, that sattvika and rajasika, both. Sattvika is dominating, rajasika is less, brahmana guna. Rajasikam is dominating, sattvika is more or less, it is kshatriya. Like it is being divided. And rajas is dominating, small tamas is there, selfishness, vaishya. Tamas is dominating, small rajas is there, it is shudra. It is divided in order to get clarified with one's own nature. Hamara nature kaisa hai? Because according to our nature, we have to select the duties. For that sake alone, it is being divided. Not to blame others. Aapke paas rajas thoda jyada hai, isliye aap abhi kshatriya ban gaya hai. Aise blame karne ke liye nahi hai. Not for others' sake. In order to get clarified, clarity for one's own sake, that's what. He says that niyatam karma kuru means, niyatam means that which is established. If you are brahmana, if you are in the age of 10 or 25 means you should work for getting marriage, and you should work for what? This grihastha has got the duties. Now you see, grihastha means they should take care of brahmacharis. And they should take care of vanaprastha. Then they should take care of even sannyasis. But it is not done here. What is the duty of grahastha? But sannyasi should take care now society. And brahmacharis, of course, they have to earn money. Vanaprastha, there is no vanaprastha. Everyone is grahastha prastha. Grahaprastha. Because there is no vanam at all. Vana means there is no forest at all. Now let's see, it's a teaching, but we can follow here itself. We can be at home itself. After a few days, we can separate vanaprastha, can be followed. Here, niyatam karma means you should select one of those karma. And in those karma also, every day, if you are a brahmana, you are fixed with nitya, naimittika, and what else? Prayaschitta, nitya, naimattika, prayaschitta, kamya, nishiddha. One should learn first nishiddha karma. Nishiddha karma means what is to be avoided. Why it is put as a karma? Yes, this is also karma. Because when anybody commits mistake, even your child, your son, you get a thought of beating him, slapping him. Because when thought arises, that's a karma. Now you have to nishiddha, you have to do nishiddha, you have to stop that karma. Stopping a force is called also karma. So you cannot do, when you get, you know, thought of slapping, okay, of course, your son may, he won't slap back. If you are getting to slap somebody else in the train, then you will get back. You get back, you know, one more slap or two more or three more, we cannot say. Therefore what? We have to stop. That's what. We have to first learn what should not be done. Nishiddham karma. In a day, from waking state to sleep, what should not be done. What should not be done means there are so many lists. You should not injury to any life. You should not injury your life. Ahimsa paramo dharma, you have to follow that. Now you see, this ahimsa is misunderstood. Ahimsa means not giving himsa to anybody. Even not giving himsa to one's own body, mind and sense complex. Now one person, I saw a person. People said, they know, he is harmless. He is a very good person. He never hurt anybody. And he is very good person, Swamiji, I tell you. Then I saw him smoking. Then he said, I was told, he is ahimsa follower. Then I called him. He is not ahimsa follower because he is injuring himself. That's not ahimsa. Ahimsa means you have to follow both towards you first and towards the world first, or towards the world and again you. Ahimsa means in both places. One cannot injure himself and one cannot hurt himself. Therefore what ahimsa is a dharma, that's called paramo dharma value. That is a supermost supreme value. You should know how to apply. Therefore, you should learn not to abuse others, not to abuse himself. This is what a nishiddha karmani. So, and you should not hurt others, and you should not do something which hurts others. You should not do something which is going to hurt yourself. Because when you hurt others, they will give back. Therefore, the law of system of karma, when you give something, you get back definitely. That's what the system is. Therefore, nishiddham karma. Then, nitya karma means, it's a unique karma. I told you, there is every karma has got the fruit. This nitya karma has got a unique fruit. Nitya karma means sandhya vandan. It's called a nitya karma. Samita dhan. It's a nithi karma. This, we call it sandhi. I have given few examples. Sandhya vandan. There are so many nithi karmas, but sandhya vandan one of nithi karma. This sandhya vandan is a karma. When you perform it, you won't get punya. And you won't get papa. But when you don't perform, when you are not performing sandhya vandan, definitely you will get papa. Now you see, it's a unique calculation. When you are not performing sandhi, you will be affected by papa. Means, the sandhya vandan especially, it is to neutralize old karma. And to keep balance, not even neutralizing, it is balancing you every day. You may get afraid because many people they don't follow sandhi. But let me say procedure. And there is one more option. You can come across all this karma. That is what Vedanta is. Vedanta is sophisticated great escape from all karmas. We have the option. So we can escape from even janmas even. We can escape from whole system. It is what the glory of Vedanta. First of all, we should know what the rules is. Sandhi means when you perform, you won't get new punya. But when you don't perform, when you are not performing that, you will be affected by papa. That papa is unique papa. It is called pratyavaya dosha. That we will see later on. Then next what? Naimittikam karma. Naimittikam karma means it is based on nitya. Nimittad bhavam naimittikam means occasionally, not daily basis, once in a 15 days, once in a month, this tarpana shraddha vagaira. Tarpana shraddhadi karmani. These are all, regular base, but not regular in every day. Once in a month, regular once in a month. Regularly every month, regularly every year, and regularly once in a this Shatyabdapurti is a Naimittikam karma. And there are Ugrarata Shanti, Bhimarata Shanti. It is done in 70th age. 80th we get Shatabhishekam done. These are all called Naimittikam Karma. This Naimittikam Karma, when you do, you will get Punya. At the same time, your past karmas or papas are vanished. If you don't do that, you will get papa again. And the third variety is Prayaschittam Karma. This karma, in order to neutralize old papas. What is Prayaschittam Karma? It is there as though Sandhyavandan. Every day Sandhyavandan mein, vahaan pe Prayaschitta ke liye bhi ek amsh hota hai. And there are occasionally you can go to an astrologer and he may say that aapke kundali mein ye dosh hai, uske liye parihar karna hai. All this in the form of parihar. Parihar means doing a re-engineering job. It is called Prayaschittam. If you don't have baby, then what you should do? You should get it done this and that, Adi Karma, Ignyas, Havan. All these are Prayaschittam. Prayaschittam means rearranging past actions. And this Prayaschitta Karma should be followed according to Vedas. And there are the people. You can go, this Karma Kandi means you can go to the Panditji and they can say that, people will say that your fifth house is being affected. Fifth house means Purva Punya, Sthana. And Pitru Sthana, Pitru ka Shap hai. Because Pitru Shap means what? When we are not taking care of our parents feel so pain. Therefore, that pain is converted as though Shap. What is this? Okay. It is converted. Therefore what? You should be very careful with our parents. It can be converted as a pop. And Pitrunam Pitru. Pitamahaha. That is also considered as a Pitru Shap. It will affect somewhere in our life. Not getting proper success. जो भी करते हैं सब कुछ फेलियर होता है. पैसा आता है लेकिन रुकता नहीं है. बच्चा तो हमारी बात सुनता ही नहीं है. सो एवरीथिंग इज बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट? अ काइंड ऑफ शाप, पितृ शाप. एंड आई वाज टोल्ड यू नो इन लास्ट बर्थ समबडी अब्यूज्ड एनिमल्स एंड इट कन्वर्टेड एज अ शाप. It because he is always bitten by a dog. Often he gets, wherever he goes, the dog which doesn't bite anybody bites him. And always he is with bandit. Now, whenever I ask, and he said that, nahi kutta kaat diya, nahi to saap kaat diya, nahi to kuch na kuch. Something he gets, then that is done. We went to one temple, it is called Vaidyeshwar. That medical Swami, that Swamiji Vaidyam means medical. Then we got to know that, oh, this is because of, we got done. So no kutta bites him now. You see, it is wonder. This is what called Prayaschitta Karmani. One should know that what kind of Prayaschitta. The Kundali will help that. You can see, you can show the horoscope and astrologer, good astrologer, who is not money minded. Now astrology is a big weapon, I tell you. And people don't believe. Because they don't believe themselves. And whoever doesn't believe astrology, I ask them a question. Do you believe that you are here? Yes, of course I believe. How do you believe? Make me understand that you are there. You are sitting in the chair. Make me understand. Aap wahan pe ho. But not endowing with any karma. You should not move. You should not talk. You should not do any action. Please try to make me to understand that your existence, you cannot, that's not possible. Your existence is your own experience. So karma will help. In the same way, astrology is your own experience. So when you experience unnecessarily pain, you want to be happy, but you are not to be happy. You are not being happy. Why? There must be some reason. Some reason means what? It is calculated by the planets when you were born. If you are born in 6 o'clock in the morning, the Suraj will be sitting in east in the first house and 7th house. Then if it is sitting in the first house, it impacts you. Again, Shastra says that Surya is not villain, is not a hero. If any planet, you know, astrologer may say that aapka Shukra acha nahi hai aapke liye, aapka Shani acha nahi kar raha hai, then don't blame the grahas, because grahas there in order to fructify your karma phala. Therefore you are born in that particular period of time, particular place, because it is selected by your karma. Now, my God, thank God that we have got understood the system of karma. You can avoid, whether you believe or not, that's true. That's true. Whether you believe or not, take a knife and cut. It will cut. You can say that, I don't believe it will cut. It will cut. Karma is a knife. Whether you believe or not, if you do, you get the karma phala. Therefore, what? Prayaschittam karma. Every day there is a prayaschittam karma. And you know, giving dhanya to the birds, it's a kind of prayaschittam karma. And having a water pond to the animals, it's a kind of prayaschittam karma. And giving annadan, it's a prayaschittam karma. There, because we had so many system every day basis. When you go to the temple, you can help to others, garib logon ke liye. And you can help to pandit family. Giving dress, it's a prayaschittam karma even. And astrologer will say what kind of prayaschittam karma we have to get it done according to our astrology. Means kundali. Prayaschittam karma. Then kamya karma means that karma which helps in order to fulfill my desire. It's a kamya karma. Kamya karma means so desirable object can be achieved by kamya karma. So everybody does only kamya karma now. Yeah, that karma even in different way. So the kamya karma according to dharma. That's the law. So that we will come later. Kamya karma means we make effort to get what and all being desired by us. Nishiddham karma I have told you. Now you see, if I make any single bit of karma, I have to decide. Is it kamya or is it prayaschitta? Is it nitya or naimittika? Now you see, this prayaschittam karma, when you do, your papas are vanished. If you are not doing prayaschitta, nothing will happen. Your papa will remain. Kamya karma, when you do, you will get punya. If you are not doing that, you won't get papa. And nishiddha karma, when you apply that, you will get away from the papa. You are not applying that, you will get the papa. This is the karma theory. But can I follow 100% exactly? No, that depends on your Shraddha. Now, the next step, it is said, okay, this all karma cannot be followed because I don't have that much knowledge, then what should I do? I know only kamya karma. Only I, because till, you know, from my birth till this time, until this time, I know only kamya karma. Therefore, I have been doing that kamya karma. Hereafter also, I will try to do other karma. But he says, kamya karma also, it has to be done with a different attitude in order to save you. That different attitude is called yajna bhavana. It is called karma yoga later on. Even kamya karma, if you are an intelligent, after knowing, after realization of all this karma theory, you have to be very careful, because what that you are going to do, it will affect your whole life. Now it is in your hand. Now you can rearrange whether if you like. You can even, you know, you can make yourself to up to Brahma Loka. Therefore what? You have everything in your hand. So extra, now Krishna, he does his job. He gives the technical, the technology by which you can elevate, you know, yourself like anything. That is said as though it is called Yajna Bhavana. We will read verse number 9.
Yajnyarthat karmanon yatra Yajnyarthat karmanon yatra Lokoyam karma bandhanaha Lokoyam karma bandhanaha Tadartham karma kaunteya Tadartham karma kaunteya Mukta sangasamachara Mukta sangasamachara
Now together
Yajnyarthat karmanon yatra Lokoyam karma bandhanaha Tadartham karma kaunteya Mukta sangasamachara
Once more
Yajnyarthat karmanon yatra Lokoyam karma bandhanaha Tadartham karma kaunteya Mukta sangasamachara
We don't have that kind of system now, because in ancient India we don't cross even ocean. We had lots of Panditjis and Vedic system, Yajna Shalas, Acharyas, astrologers, even king who respects Yajnas. Now we don't have anything. Then what should we do? Though we don't have anything, but we have karma phalas. We cannot avoid it. Then we need to have a solution. We are very much aware, confident, we cannot do anything. And nitya karma means, you know, nitya karma means regularly must be done. But our condition is, regularly I cannot do anything. When, in my college days, it's imaginated, okay, don't feel. College days, four of us, this is half imaginated, half is Satyam. Four students we were, friends. Once my teacher, my principal, he was a philosopher. He said that, if you do regularly anything, that will elevate you. But do regularly. That regularity you need to have. Then we fixed, okay, we will do regularly. I decided, what might have decided? I decided to go to temple regularly. Regularly means every Sunday morning I will go to the temple. This was my decision. After our college, we had finished, because he told in final day lecture. I decided to go to the temple. And one of my friends, and he decided to go to the movie. Every day, Sunday, I would go to watch movie. Because he loves, now he has become assistant director. He wanted to go, every day he wanted to go to, every weekend on Sunday, he decided, evening show, I will go. Because after 1 year we are going to go to the principal and we want to say that we did regularly. Then one more person said, in Sundays, every Sunday, I will go for outing. I will fix, you know, any place and I will keep on going outing. One more person said, in regular base, I will go to help this blind school. Then we started. The second week, I was not able to go. My grandfather died. Now I should not go for at least 3 months. Gone. The good habitual, first week, second week itself gone. This blind, you know that the person who goes to blind school, and he was dropped by third week. He was not able to go, some reason. Yeah, he met with an accident, I remember, yeah. He couldn't go. And this person who wanted to go to outing places, and he was stopped because he was fixed with marriage. So alliance in third week, they wanted to go to see the ladki's house. Therefore, what his father said, so we are going on Sunday. He said that Sunday, no, I should go to outing. Then father said, why? Are you mad? Then he said, can you go on Monday? Father asked, can you go on Monday? What happened to Sunday? No, I should go outing. Then he shouted, are you mad? Like anything? You know, everybody is coming. Why are you not coming? And he said that we have fixed to do regularly. Then he slapped. I will also do regularly. And he picked him. This movie person, he went regularly 5 weeks. The sixth week, he became sick. And he went even sixth week with the fever. The seventh week, he was diagnosed by doctors. It was typhoid. Therefore, what doctors denied, you should not go anywhere. Whole things are dropped. So-called good habit to go to temple next week itself gone. Then helping blind people, it's third, second week is gone. And going outing is fourth week is gone. And after fifth, you see, kamyam karma, it has got more potential. Because we do. Finally, we concluded ourselves. The human being are not having that strength in order to follow anything a regular base. Because our mind, therefore I said yesterday, if you feel bored in my class, I feel very happy. Enjoy the boredom. Because if you go outside, you will again get, because you are not going to stick anywhere. You cannot speak long with person. You cannot eat popcorn more than 1 hour. You cannot see the movie every day. In 3 hours movie you will get bored. Maybe that movie may be hit of the year. You will get bored. Therefore what? That is not your weakness. That is a system's weakness. With this system, we don't have constant mind. Our mind capacity cannot be in one place more than 11 minutes. It goes and comes back. This is the mind psychological, and this physical system, you know, you cannot make to sit more than 2 hours. Therefore, I was told, you know, when people said 8 to 11, Swamiji, then said, okay, I'm ready to sit. Will people sit or not? Then somebody suggested, we will close the door. Then I told, no, I never do that in my class. I allow to sleep even my class. Yeah, because attending Vedanta class, definitely they will get punyam. That's fixed in Shastra. They can come to my class and they can sleep. And if they want to go from my class, let them go. Because here that we are discussing not for our sake, for their sake. If they have the capacity to listen, it means their karmapala is pulling back. And they may not, they don't like, they may have lots of reason to not liking. We don't like to sit in Guhatmananda class. You know, I don't like these lights. You may find funny reasons. I didn't like the next guy. It was too much AC, no? I cannot. Lack of AC. And I cannot see this saffron. I don't tolerate at all. Because in India, we cannot accept saffron, we cannot give up the saffron. Again, this is like unconscious mind and preconscious mind. Conscious mind. Because we love too much saffron, at the same time, we hate too much. Because where there is love too much, the hate also comes. I often face this problem. Not for me. If I'm sitting in the airport, and when people cross me, I can see their reaction. What happens? Some chemical imbalance takes place. Always. Nobody is very normal. But foreigners, they're very normal. Hello, how are you? One foreigner came and he asked, I think you love the saffron color, isn't it? Yes. He doesn't know what is sannyasa. Therefore, what he is okay. You love saffron because I see, you know, you're wearing complete saffron. Even, you know, in South I wear this socks in saffron color. Oh, you are completely attired with your saffron. You look, oh, nice. That's all. But all other people, Indian, some people say, oh, Swamiji, how are you? Where are you from? Which lineage that you are from? And one more person, oh my God. He will change his direction. Some people, you know, they will be keep on talking and wo baith jayega pass mein hame bina dekhe uske baad phone ka dialogue khatam ho jayega. When he looks at me, oh babre, I say, then he will go away. Ye shara tamasha hota hi rahega, but I enjoy now. If anybody, and one kid, he came, he wanted to see my leg. Can I see your leg, small kid? Then I showed. Kya beta? Nahi nahi, pair to hai aapko. Then I asked, why are you asking? Nahi mamma ne abhi tak mere ko khana khilaya tha. Aise bol ke ki dekho, khana agar nahi khaya to bhoot ke paas bol dunga karke. Aapko bhoot bana diya. Then his mom was looking at me. Then I said, yes, good morning from my booth. That's what. It's a unique experience. If they want to go, let them go. But karma phala won't allow. It will be there. That with a weak physical system, weak mental system, we have to study. Therefore, what we do, lots of chantings to give the capacity for my physical system. Therefore, what in every Shanti mantra, you say, Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. The Sham means Mangalam, auspicious. Mitraha means Surya. Surya may give me to auspicious. Varuna may give to auspicious. Vang may manasi pratishtita, my walk and mind may be with me, endowed with me. I may not get up from my own mind and body. Be courageous and strength in order to listen to a course. Because our ear, it has got the listening capacity, but if you focus in one place, you will get tired. Therefore, give me strength in order to listen. Give me strength in order to assimilate what I heard. Because nobody likes maths, because there's a brain work. But few people are very expert in maths. They are called too much brainy people. They cannot be normal. But here we have to be normal. At the same time, we have to be alert enough with our own karma. If somebody comes in front of me, he slaps me, means he is not slapping, my karma is slapping. But what should I do at that time? That depends on you. You can give back, you can take back. Therefore, somebody, you know, told, it's Pooja Swamiji told or not. There is a religion. One Christian came to Pooja Swamiji. Are you a Indian monk? Yes, of course. No. Jesus says what? He says that when anybody slaps you, now you have to show the next side. Okay, let Jesus say that. No, it is, we are not blaming Jesus. Jesus is an absolute monk. He is a very good person. His life and everything is so high. But there should not be misunderstanding. Then that person asked Swamiji, what will you do if somebody slaps you? Because he got confirmed he is a sannyasi. If Swamiji said that I will show one side of me, means he will say that you are also follower of him. If he says that no, I don't allow, then he will say you are not sannyasi. It's holding the people. But Pooja Swamiji told, say it again, if anybody slaps you, then Swamiji said, why he slapping me? There must be a kind of environment. I don't allow to make this kind of environment. When he slaps me, for behind that there must be some reason. I would have hurt him, or he would have been mad. So I will be so alert, very alert, to avoid when he slaps first time itself. I will avoid him to slap first time itself. I need not to show other time. This is what our religion is. You be alert with your own karma phala. So when I am alert, and when I am very alert while doing karma, so I am very particular not to increase my karma phala. Now he says that I am not able to follow because in India, no Svidha. Pandit ji nahi hai, agar pandit hote bhi hain, wo aadha aadha karte hain, chale jate hain, wo paise ke liye karte hain, aadhe mein chale jate hain, nahi to mobile mein busy rahte hain, irritated ho jata hai. तर्पण करने के लिए जगह भी नहीं है. अगर गंगा मतलब गंगा किनारे जाओ तो रिवर ही नहीं है यहां पे. इज देयर एनी रिवर इन मुंबई? ओके, इफ एट ऑल देयर इज अ रिवर, इट्स लुकिंग लाइक अ डिच. नाली बोलते हैं ना उसको. सो रिवर में करना जो तर्पण वगैरह वो भी नहीं कर सकते. क्या कर सकते हैं? इंटरेस्ट भी नहीं है. मेरा शरीर और मन, इट इज कल्टिवेटेड बाय दिस करंट सोसाइटी. It doesn't have that much because we are not able to chant properly. We are not taught kya kare. Then he says that, then change your attitude. That you need not to depend outside. You bring the attitude which is called yajna attitude. By bringing that attitude, what will I get? No, you get everything. Your past karmas are vanished. Will be vanished. Past karma means past papani vanished, and future you won't get into any papas. And what? You will gain more punyas and more lokas. Here you will get the prosperity in your life, good health, wealth, prosperity, and all kinds of anugrahas. Then he says that bhavana is called yajna bhavana. Now Vajna, the karma which is done with Yajna Bhavana, it protects you. The karma never ties you. That's what karman ignyarthat karmanaha. Anyatra, anyatra means all other karma which is not endowed with Yajna Bhavana, it will ties you. Karma bandhanaha. Wo bandhati hai, ye nahi bandhata. Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Therefore what? Do karma with Yajna Bhavana. Now, we need to know what is Yajna Bhavana. Before that, we should know that what is Yajna, first of all. Now you see, Yajna Bhavana means, it's a bhavana means, it's a kind of attitude in the mind. Again, Yajna means what? Yajna means a great thing, you should know that. Now we have to understand what Yajna is. Now Krishna has got that situation in order to explain what Yajna is. And he considers we are like kids. Therefore what? Kids, if you want to teach anything to the kids, though it has to be started like Ek Jamane Me Ek Raja Tha. Ek Jamane Me Ek Aadmi Tha, Ek Kisan Tha, Ek Gharib Tha. Like they start. In the same way, Krishna also starts. Yajna means what? He starts, you know, the Brahmaji. You know, once upon a time, when Brahmaji thought of creating the world, he created Yajnas and Karmas and Jivas. And don't stick with this statement. This is for, in order to teach something, you have to go for the content, not for the words. He considers us, because there must be some beginning. We have to give something, some message. पुराने में मतलब हमारे जमाने में तो वो चंदा मामा को दिखा के खाना खिलाया करते थे. वो स्टोरी भी किया करते थे कि वहां पे देखो एक बूढ़ी माँ है, वो मतलब वड़ा बना रही है, वो एक कुत्ता है, क्रो के क्या बोलते हैं, कौवा, एक कौवा भी है. एंड वी नीड नॉट गो एंड चेक एक बूढ़ी माँ एक कौवा की. द इंटेंशन इज टू वो फीड द फूड. अगर वो इंटेंशन पूरा हो गया तो बुढ़ी का चिंता नहीं है. दैट्स अ थिंक हियर. यू डोंट गो ब्रह्मा जी कहां है. यू नीड नॉट गो. द कंटेंट इज यू हैव टू बी टॉट व्हाट यज्ञा इज. देयरफॉर ही स्टार्ट. देयर मस्ट बी सम स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट, यू नो. देयरफॉर ही स्टार्ट्स. वी विल रीड क्विकली. सह यज्ञ प्रजा सृष्ट्वा पुरोवाच प्रजापतिः अनेन प्रसविष्यध्वम् येष वोऽस्त्विष्टकामधुक् सह यज्ञाः प्रजा सृष्ट्वा पुरोवाच प्रजापतिः अनेन प्रसविष्यध्वम् येष वोऽस्त्विष्टकामधुक्. In my website, I am going to teach chanting even. There are rules and regulations. Now you see, saha yajnaha, prajaha, there are visargas. Visarga means two dots. That two dots, it should not be pronounced as though saha yajnaha, prajaha, srashtva. That's not the way of chanting. When we chant, that two dots means visargas, they adopt according to followed letter. Therefore we say saha yajna if praja srashtva, praja is, if is, it takes a reform. So I will teach in my website. There is an option, there will be an option. So you know, after going to my place, I am very serious to teach. Please learn it, please go and visit. Give me 2 or 3 weeks, I will teach, learn it and make your children to learn it. Because chanting itself will fructify punya. You need not to travel. You need not to travel Badrinath, Kedarnath to gain punya. So in the place, being in our place, you chant once, that it will give punya, it will fructify punya. Now you see, he says that prajaha means prajapati, he means Brahmaji. Pati means like a king. Prajapati means Brahmaji. Srishtva, pura srishtva uvacha. After creating, he said, what creating means? Yajnaha prajaha. He created both. He created beings and what? Human beings. Especially here, it is referred human being and he created yajna. Now you cannot ask the question, who created yajna? It is said, answer has been given. So, by Prajapati, Brahmaji, to kaha hai wo? We cannot ask the question. Pata nahi hai. Aapko pata hai? Nahi, mujhe pata nahi hai. फिर क्यों फॉलो करें? अगर ये करेगा तो पुण्य मिलेगा, तो फॉलो करो. मुझे बिलीफ नहीं है. इमीडिएटली से हाँ, आपका पाप काम करता है. बट दैट्स ट्रू. द सेम पर्सन हु डजंट बिलीव, ही बिलीव्स आफ्टरवर्ड्स, आफ्टर टू और थ्री इयर्स, बिकॉज व्हेन ही सीइंग, ही थिंक्स हिमसेल्फ, बिकॉज व्हेन द कॉन्फिडेंट इज राइज्ड बाय नॉलेज. My doctor whom? My engineer whom? It goes boast. That's the knowledge, but it won't give punya. You go outside because your papa and punya will work, your hospital won't go well. You don't find reason. You go for many years, maybe 10 or 15 or 100 years, you have to come back here. No answer outside. Now here, this is not answer even, there is a solution. Therefore, too much logical mode won't work here. What we have to see? Okay, type Prajapati ekte, he created yajna. Yajna means rituals are called yajnas. Rituals which are unfolded in Vedas, yajnas. And what for it is created? And he said, after creating, he said, what he said, anena, by this, prasavishyadvam yesa ostishtva kamadhuku. Kamadhuku means it's like a equal to kamadenu. Whatever that you need, your need is there, it will be fulfilled by these rituals. You get it done, this definitely your needs are fulfilled. Therefore what? You get nourished by this ritual. Use this ritual for your nourishment. What and all that you want to get, you will get out of it. I saw in my experience, because medically it was told to our parents, they cannot have the child. And they came to me, and you know, I saw their horoscope and all, some parihari karyam, I told them, and I asked them to do Putra Kameshti Yagam, which was done by even Dasharath. So we did. After 3 years, they got baby. And the same medical people, they said, this is a miracle. Because they depend on only equipments. So body is more than that. It is made up of Ishvara, not by us. Because our mom doesn't know that how to make a liver. She doesn't know where the liver is. But she becomes an instrument in order to produce the baby. That our karmapala produces. My liver is my because of my karmapala. If I should not collapse that. Now, he says that anena prasavisyadvam. The yajna means only welfare of the society. Therefore, what? You use it. And they got the children, even one period, there was M.G. Ramachandran, one CM, Chief Minister. And he asked performing this homa for rain. We got rain. And even there is a raga called Amrita Varshini. One person, he played with violin and we got rain. These are all called Adrishtam Karma. Therefore, yajna means that is very, you know, unique. It's a sacred one. You get nourished by this. That's all the message from these words. And every yajna contains a devata. Devata means, you see, Ganapati Havan, Ganapati home. The devata is Ganapati. Now you see, devata, the next verse is, Devan Bhavayata. Time is out. Devan Bhavayata. We will read next words. Quickly we will see that. Devan Bhavayata Nena.
Devan Bhavayata Nena.
Te Deva Bhavayantu Vaham. Parasparam Bhavayantaha. Shreya Paramavapsyatha. Devan Bhavayata Nena. Te Deva Bhavayantu Vaham. Parasparam Bhavayantaha. Shreya Paramavapsyatha. Anena Devatan, Devan Bhavayata. By following this ritual, you make this Devatas pleased. Now you see, he wants to say that every ritual has got its own deity. You please that deity by doing the rituals, the deity will please you. Now you see, मैंने ये हवन कर दिया तो मैंने तो कर तो दिया फल आएगा कि नहीं डेफिनेटली आएगा दिस इज प्रमाण इट विल कम डेफिनेटली बिकॉज दैट रिचुअल हैज कंटेन दिस देवता कैन नॉट बी टेकन इन एंडोस्कोपी एंड वी कैन नॉट गो डू यू नो वी कैन नॉट कैप्चर व्हेन अ हवन इज बीइंग डन सम पीपल दे कैप्चर द हवन एंड दे सो दैट ये अग्नि में देखो अग्नि में देवता दिखता है दिखेगा नहीं And no devata needs to get proof done. They need not prove themselves because they are in the form of karma phal. When you perform that, definitely you will get. There is no doubt in that. Anena devatan bhavayata, devan bhavayata. By this, you please devatas and they will please definitely you. Like parasparam bhavayantaha. So you please and they please you. You make them happy and definitely they will give happiness to you. You nourish yourself. This yajna has got the secret. So I'll give 5 minutes the explanation of yajna and we will continue tomorrow. I am not going away from the topic. When I conclude tomorrow, you will get amazed. Yajna means what? When you look at yajna, somebody is sitting in front of Homa Kunt and offering what? Ghee and what else? Havan Samagri. With mantra. And these people who is not understanding that, many people ask, you know, this Chandi Homa means there is a Homa, it's a big Homa it is. Even, you know, the silk saris are put into that Agni. And people come and ask, one silk sari it's about 50,000 rupees. So if you give, you know, to garib logon ke liye, so kisi ka padhai ke liye bada ho sakta hai, kisi ke liye to food mil sakta hai, to aap waste kyun karte ho? The people ask that, not knowing the secret behind of it. We should help these garib log, poor people. We don't deny. But at the same time, we need not to leave this, because there is a glory behind it. This Agni, it has got a glory. Even, you know, every Agni has got 7 varieties of Agnis. Homakundam. It is said Kali, Karali, Manojava, Vayuhu. Like in Mundaka Upanishad it is said. When a Brahmana is sitting, so the Brahmana who is performing this Nitya Naimittika Prayashchitta Nishiddha Kame Karmani properly, he will come with his Upasana and he should sit there. And he should make the things where it has to be. It is called karma khanda. He cannot change the place. Kalas. So Kalas, where it has to be established, it has to be established in the way how it has been told in the rituals. He has to follow, no question at all. You cannot say, why it cannot be in this place? No. There is a place for everything. This is not called superstitious. In cricket, they follow superstitious. It is not like that. See, everybody has got their place, their geographical position in their life. That is superstitious, but this is not superstitious. It's a unique way of applying karma. They have to sit in a direction. Therefore, you know, at home, we cannot have a Havan Kund in all places. We should have in Agni, what is called Agni place. There is a place called Agni. It belongs to Agni Devata, Vayu Devata, Niruti Devata. Like there is a Vastu Shastra. So where there is Agni Devata, so you have to put it in that place. Agni Devata means south, southeast. That is Agni corner. It is called Agni corner. You have to establish Havan there, and that person should in proper direction. And merely we cannot put this ghee. So when ghee is offered, it should be offered on the fire. There must be the fire, and it has to be followed according to the rules. In seven varieties of flame, it has to be poured, means it has to be offered in a particular varieties of fire. The difference in between the seven varieties of flame, a Panditji must be aware. But we don't have that much of knowledgeable Panditjis now. Okay. So fire mein jab offer karte hai, so mantra and ghee, it has to be together. And when swaha, there is one mantra is called swaha, means it is said it is wife of Agni is called swaha. So when it is said swaha, so it has to be offered. Not like swaha, then you offer. So mantra and this ghee and even havis, it has to be offered together with chanting mantra. Then some chemical something happens, chemistry, what I can say, chemistry happens. We say, you know, chemistry workout, we bolte hain. Donon ke beech mein, or Dhoni or Suresh Raina ke beech mein always chemistry hai. Like, chemistry working out, donon ke beech. Business partner, there must be chemistry. So here there is, some chemistry is being created. After offering, all yajnas are done in the daytime, not during night. Very rare rituals. Daytime means this Surya's rays of Surya. It will take this food which is being offered, it takes towards sky. Then in the sky something happens. Physically I am making you to explain. You to get understand. It takes towards sky. In the sky it gets, you know, some rain formation, and it comes as though rain. And after rain, it comes in the form of vegetables, leaves. And that vegetables is in the form of food, it comes to us. When we eat it, it goes into us. This is how our Yajna Phala travels. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani Parjanyad Anna Sambhavaha. You see, Yajnad Bhavati Parjanyaha Yajnah Karma Samudbhavaha Karma Brahmodbhavam Vidhi. So it is said here. I think it is in third chapter. The same thing. Then when it is coming rain, in the form of rain, and it comes in the form of food, when we eat it, it is, you know, assimilated with us. Therefore you have to be careful by eating. It won't come in the form of non-veg. It comes in the form of veg. And it comes even in the form of what? Prasada, which is distributed in the temple. Our Punya Phalam. And somebody, some people may ask, you know, I do yajna here, but no rain is seen. तो कहां गया मेरा कर्म फल? तो हवन तो यहां मैंने कर दिया, लेकिन बारिश हुआ चेन्नई में, नहीं चेन्नई को छोड़ो कहीं पे दूर में मध्य प्रदेश में हो गया। नहीं, यू माइट बी हैविंग अ फ्रेंड इन मध्य प्रदेश एंड दे कम आफ्टर टू डेज, आफ्टर थ्री आर फोर डेज और आफ्टर अ मंथ और टू मंथ्स एंड दे आर नेबर फ्रॉम देयर होम शी कम्स एंड शी सेज शी क्यूज बाइंगन, ये हमारे घर में हुआ, सो वी गॉट दिस बाइंगन, इट्स वी डिड एग्रीकल्चर सो वी गॉट इन फ्रॉम आवर बगीचा, प्लीज हैव इट। एंड इन द बाइंगन ऑल्सो द पार्ट इन विच यूर फला इज लाइंग डाउन इट विल गो इन योर माउथ। This is what the system is. This is Ajna. When once you get it, then the Ajna, it comes, it follows the circle. This is what called Ajna. So every Ajna, it has got its own rules and regulations. Now you see, we are not doing at all Ajnas. Do we get Punya Palam or not? Ajna means not only Agni rituals are Ajnas, even the attitude may bring that Ajnatva. That attitude, so that we will see tomorrow. Now you see what Ajna is, I have made you understand. Now we can have questions, so I will answer as much as possible.
Swamiji, we also have our chief guest, so yeah. Maybe 5 minutes we can keep at the end for his...
Yes, definitely.
Till that we can take questions.
Yeah.
Any questions? I have one question though, but I'm waiting for anyone. Can I ask my question, Swamiji? So you said Kamya Karma, and you said we only know Kamya Karmas, very truly said these days. Because Kamya Karmas are very attractive. If I want to have my own helicopter, I would definitely want to do Kamya Karma to get the helicopter. But when I'm saying I want to do the Kamya Karma, isn't I'm thinking that God doesn't know what I need. So first of all, I'm thinking that God is ignorant and I'm asking God to give something which I want.
Okay.
And secondly, is it not something that I'm defeating the laws of karma, because that same helicopter can kill me in an accident. So I'm inviting something which I should not have received just because I desire for it.
Okay, therefore we have prayers. Now you see, this kamya karma means I desire for something. So it may injure my life. Unknowingly I desire. No, because I desire because of my karma phala. Therefore what? We have prayers. Only I get the desire which will protect me. Oh Lord, my Lord, please provide me the thoughts which will be always useful only to me in my life. Don't get into me wrong thoughts. Therefore that prayer, that is what also called, when you desire something, so you should have that how to understand the desire. And you should imply that this desire should not harm me. So that's what we have to have follow that with prayer. Yes. No questions? We should have prayers to have a good desires. That's also even karma. Because getting desires in, because not in my hand. So tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, I don't know what kind of desire will take place. But once desire took place, I have that free will in order to desire. Should I go with, will I go with this desire, or will I give form to with this desire? That is in my hand. Yeah.
So may I request our chief guest? So I request our chief guest, all those who came late, Shri Dilip Joshi ji. He's an
provide a chair. One chair. Okay. Yeah.
You want here or this one? Okay.
My brothers and sisters, I am here to pay my respect to Swamiji. This respect I am paying on behalf of all of you. We have just now received a prasadam about karma yoga and the manner in which we must proceed with our desires. I was in judiciary and presently I am in legal field. As Swamiji said, the law is all nishiddha karma. Law is what you should not do. Externally, it prohibits or it regulates in a way the relation between the persons and social interaction. But as the Swami said, and I also believe, that the mind behind that, it decides whether to obey those legal provisions or not. I will give you one example. I have come across me. Swamiji have also expressed his observations about how the people react. I will give you just one example. And you will find that all, it's my opinion, all legal proceedings are between Shagripus. Everything, somewhere you will find that it is connected with that, those ripus. One sister, she has filed a suit for partition against her brother. Nothing wrong. Then you have to value that, according to law, you have to value that suit property for the purpose of paying stamp duty and seeking the relief from the court. So she had quoted it for 10 lakhs. When I came, I appeared for that brother and we saw this. I told him that she is your sister. And the law is that now the sister also has equal share with brothers in properties left by father. So I think that there is no point in disputing this matter with us. So what is your real problem that you tell me? He said, so we just see that flat remains with me. This is the only flat me. My sister is in a better position, and that was the fact. She was a doctor also. So we just gave our written statement saying that we admit that she is sister. We also admit that she has got 50% share. She has valued this suit for 10 lakhs. I am ready to pay her 5 lakhs. And matter may be disposed of. Normally, this should have brought an end to the dispute. But then is the thing which is between spirituality and what you say, our judicial system anywhere in the world. Then she was not ready to accept that. The judge also asked, why you are not ready? Then came the truth. She said, the flat is worth rupees 1 crore in the market. You understand? No? We said, no. Why did you value it at 10 lakhs? Because she was to pay the stamp duty.
Oh.
And the suit is still going on. It will go on. These type of things, you will happen, you will find that it happened in 8 out of 10 cases. And here, even I personally feel, and I am enlightened today because of Swamiji's discourse, that the prayashchitta has really a very good place in judicial system also. Sometimes, things, or as he says, karmas, they take place by some circumstances. See, I will tell you one more and I will stop. See, two brothers were residing in the same flat. same house, you can say, it was their father's house. One brother was handicapped, so he was not married. The other brother was married, and slowly the dispute started. They started, the brother and the wife and father, they wanted him to leave. The handicapped person, he was not ready to walk. Of course, how where he will go? And one day, a fighting took place between them. While that fighting was taking place in their house, neighbors gathered, one policeman also. He tried to intervene. And what happened? This person, he pushed him. So he fell, tumbled with something and fell down. Naturally, as per law, he was a policeman. By intervening, he was trying to stop the fighting, means he was trying to make the rule of law. So he was assaulted while on duty. So assaulting public servant is an offense. That brother was naturally charged. And trial began. The other brother, wife and all near, always you see there is one peculiarity. Many times all near relatives are the witnesses against you. This happens. And that was proved that he, because the policeman was pushed, he was injured. So therefore we just requested at the end to the judge that please award this man benefit of probation. Benefit of probation is just like priorship. Because he did it, but there was no intention to actually assault that person. So this judicial system in the practical life where we work, we have to daily come across many laws and all that, income tax laws, these other laws where we, evasion is different and reducing the burden is again a different thing. So while doing all these worldly things appears, as the Swamiji said, we have to do karmas. Karma will sometimes, right or wrong, will be bring path to us. So prayashchitta is also a very good concept which if Indian legal system can adopt. And laws are the spirituality. If your mental setup is different, if you are ready to accept this, I have quoted 10 lakhs on my own when he had not said anything. So now I have to accept whether it is profitable or not profitable. If that is done, I think that many of the matters will be, even that happiness will come in that way also. Because court, if you don't go to court, but if at all you have to go, then that destroys your mental peace also. It takes long time to unfortunately decide. You cannot blame the judge, because judge is a person who has no personal knowledge about the dispute, and he also always fearful that something wrong should not happen. You must have been knowing that few months back, or there was a news item that in China, one person who had not committed the rape, he came to be hanged. And afterwards it is realized that there was somebody else. So that's a great shock. Everybody feels very sad about such incidents. So judiciary is, law has to be slow. And as he said that Swamiji has given us a very good guidance on karma and its phala. We have to work, but we'll try to work on as far as possible on positive side. And if anything negative comes, we are ready to accept it by having prayership.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have to close as per the rules of this hall, so at 11 o'clock, so we have just one more minute left.
Okay. So let me finish. That's all.
Thank you so much.
We will continue tomorrow, what and all to be continued. But even, when somebody speaks about karma, phala, karma and all, we feel some afraid. We may have a fear. There is a solution, so we will bring it tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you to our Jajji. So I'm really happy to meet you. So my friends are, few of them are judges in Bangalore. I know how their lifestyle is. So I'm very happy to see you. Om. Thank you. Thank you. We'll meet again tomorrow. Om. Yes.